broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone at Summerfest. This is Kyle Bruston Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the Wisconsin On Demand app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
We the boys. We the boys.
It's the 4-1-4 hour at 4 on KBN. At Summerfest, baby!
Yes, 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 Brad said that right. We are live from Summerfest, the world's largest music festival, for one last day, as we'll be off for the holiday next Friday, Thursday, and Friday as well. So let's party. Let's make sure this last hour of KBN at Summerfest is time to turn up for a good time. You know who's about to turn up?
Is that our own Ben Brush?
I hope he turns up, because it's a little bit different this year. And this is KBN right here on ESPN Wisconsin. I'm Kyle Walls. He's Brad Nordman. 800-990-3776 is the ESPN Wisconsin talking text line. Now, as Brad talked about, and also Strofe talks Brad, as Ben talked about and Strofe also talked about, is last season during this great alumni challenge, Ben was cooking. He was balling. That's what I was told I wasn't here for, right? And so it's important that he cooks and does well. But last year, that was with Scouts on Brust. He is now representing Kyle Bruston Nordman. He is representing Kyle Wallace, Bradley Nordman. So he needs to make sure that he puts on for the team today.
Yeah, I mean, he is going out there, and he is the KBN representative. I mean, forget about the Wisconsin representative. He is a KBN representative on that court. And it would be a shame not only to the good name of the Wisconsin Badgers, but of you and me, Kyle. I mean, if he goes out there and lays an egg, I'd be embarrassed as a show. So the pressure is on Ben Brust. And as we heard from Strofe last segment, scouting report, as they're warming up out there, as the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Alumni Charity Challenge against the Marquette Golden Eagles, against Green Bay and UWM. They each have three shooters. And I believe, you know, Ben was describing that there's all these different spots on the court. You ever play like Around the World,
yes,
Kyle,
when yes, you play the I basketball? Sure did. That's the most frustrating game.
Very frustrating. But it's a version of Around the World where there's five short shots, five medium, five three-pointers and a half court, and they all have different points. Of the 25 points that you could possibly score, last year, Ben cooked with 21 points. How do you think he's going to do this year, Kyle?
How is Ben going to do this year? To be honest, Ben is really confident going in this year.
He was confident. I candidly asked him, Ben, like, how are you actually doing, feeling for this? And he was utmost confidence, Kyle.
And you know what? How much I love to hate on Ben and throw shade towards him. And we got the report that his legs look a little bit shaky before. Mm-hmm. My boy's a gamer. He can't really lock in and get focused. But once the bright lights are on, just like once the mic is on, he's hot. Once he gets the ball in his hand, they blow the whistle, and all of everybody at the Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone right here at Summerfest, once that starts, that boy going to be cooking this year again. He's going to have a repeat performance back to back to back. And on top of that, he's playing with Kirk Penny and Brevin Prinzel. Oh, he got some shooters with him. He's going to be challenged by his own team to be great today.
I think Ben needs that. He needs that juice. He needs that pressure. Like, I'm actually not surprised in warm-ups that he was missing and leaving things short and allegedly has no legs. Provides a little bit of a concern, but we know Ben. Ben, he thrives on the intensity, the drama, the excitement. I think once the ball's in his hands and he actually is shooting for real, I think he's going to get hot. I think what did we set our over under?
You said over or under, 800-990-3776, as Ben Brust gets ready to compete in the Alumni Charity Challenge as Marquette University, University of Green Bay, Wisconsin, and UWM all compete against each other. We are setting the over-under for Ben's performance today at 17.5. Make sure you hit us up on YouTube and on the ESPN Wisconsin Talking Text line. Will Ben be over or under 17.5? Brad.
See, now, I as we talked about this and as I'm reflecting on it, he got 21 last year on a great performance. I think 17.5 is still a respectably high over-under.
This is high.
If this was an NFL team, this is like a 10.5 over-under, where it's like, ooh, okay, it's possible, but boy, to win 11 games, like, that's a good season. But, man, I gotta bet on our guy, yep. Ben Brust. I really do. And he's facing some dudes. I see Steve Novak's name here for Marquette.
Steve's old. He's old.
He is
Steve
old.
Is old. Steve has got to be almost, well, he's definitely in his mid-40s.
He is in his mid-40s, but the dude is wet. I mean, he hits shot like no other, and it's a competitive thing out there. I think he's going to be over. I think he's getting a 19 spot, a very respectable, not quite matching the high water mark of last year. I think he's going to get a 19 spot. Come back here pretty excited about that result, Kyle.
I'm not going to put a number out there, but I also want to go on the record saying I agree that he's going to be over. He's going to be over 17 and a half. He's going to put on the show today. And also, I do believe when we have these great teams, as you said, Steve Novak, who was an NBA shooter, not just a college basketball shooter, Ben talks about so much. He was an NBA shooter, and he got some other really talented individuals, whether it's a Carrington Love from UW Green Bay, a Keeper Sykes who was really good back in the day as well. I do think the Wisconsin Badgers come away with the Alumni Challenge today. Do you believe in your alma mater today?
I do. I got to root for them. I Wisconsin, I bleed red, literally. I think Wisconsin's going to wipe the floor with Marquette, Green Bay, and Milwaukee. It's kind of like who's playing for second place, you know, and good for them if they're trying to figure out who that is. But I got to go with Wisconsin. But, you know, Kyle, you are the, you know, the bandwagon Marquette fan. So do you think that, you know, is your allegiance with Marquette, or in a head-to-head matchup, you always go with Wisconsin, right?
In a head-to-head matchup, I always go with Wisconsin. It depends on who's, you know, for this Alumni Challenge, it depends on who's playing. But I've got this shirt on today. You can see it on ESPN Milwaukee at YouTube. You can see what I'm wearing. You can see what I'm rocking. I'm rocking the Wisconsin Final Four back-to-back 2014-2015 Final Four shirt. I'm not just wearing this because I love my Wisconsin Badgers. I'm wearing this shirt because I love my Ben Brust. I got to support Ben Brust today. I'm representing Ben Brust, so I'm going with the Badgers.
So I got a question for you, Kyle. You're our style expert at KBN, right?
It's interesting that I'm the style expert, but, yeah.
I'm certainly
you're
not.
You're styled up today. You look good today.
I am styled up today.
Got the nice little boots on, the little Nike boots on.
That's right. I'm trying to look cool for the concert. Now, I think of Steve Novak, I think of a lot of things, right? Marquette, great. I remember him killing it for like 10-plus years in the NBA. You know what I also remember?
What is that?
I remember him in his socks. You know, remember what his socks were? They were like the mids, the white mid socks. Is that a cool look?
In his time, no. That wasn't a cool look.
Is it cool now? Is he ahead of the curve?
Well, nowadays, I think the kids are back to wearing mid socks. I was on social media, and I guess ankle socks are something that we wear. But those mid-long socks are something that the kids are wearing now. Now, if you can see, you can see me on YouTube.
Yeah.
I never stop wearing the long little socks here because a day like today, I knew I was going to be outside.
Cold.
I like wearing the mid socks that stop right under my ankles. Or excuse me, stop right under my calf muscle. So I love those socks. But I don't think it's a good look for Steve Novak.
I don't
recall that being a great look for Steve.
Yeah, you're the style expert, so I'm going to lean on you for that one. But that's maybe another thing that Ben Brust has. I know Ben Brust has almost no style like me. He wears the same thing every day. For those of you who watch on YouTube, you see that. He wears a quarter zip or a polo, literally the rotation of like the same five every single day. But maybe he still has better style than Steve.
Now, next week, we may or may not be having Steve Novak on.
Yeah, I think we are going to have Steve Novak on. He's going to join. We don't know the day yet, but sometime Monday through Wednesday before the 4th, and we're going to promote the Bank 5-9 presented NIL softball game that Marquette greats, former Marquette alumni and current at Marquette, and Wisconsin going to face one another in a charity softball game at the Doc Hound Stadium at Wisconsin Brewing Company Stadium out there in Oconomowoc. He's going to be on there and talk a little bit about that and so much more.
Now with that, when he comes on the show, Ben has to have in the back of his mind, he can't let somebody come on his show who has beaten him, right? So not only does he need to beat Marquette today, he can't sit here and let Steve Novak outshoot him today. And again, Steve Novak's an NBA shooter, so Steve Novak is a better shooter in the past, but Steve Novak is 12 years older than Ben Brust. I feel like if anybody's going to have some dead legs, it's probably going to be Mr. Steve Novak. But Ben cannot allow Steve Novak to beat him today, because that would be embarrassing to have somebody beat you and then they come on your radio show the following week after they owned you in something.
I mean, think about what that would be like, Kyle. That would be like you go to school and the bully, he beats you up, takes your lunch money, and then he's invited home for family dinner that night too. That's what it would be like if Steve Novak
I'm
goes out
the man
there
of the house
and
now.
Beats Ben Bruss and then joins the radio show and says, "What's up? You all better make some time for me because I'm getting time on your airwaves on KBN and I swept the floor with Ben Bruss." Can't have it. Cannot have it.
We cannot have it. 800-990-3776. That's the ESPN Wisconsin talking text line. Tyrone in Milwaukee, you are on KBN.
Good afternoon, fellas. It's been a few weeks, man. It's
what's
been
up,
a few
Tyrone?
Weeks since Mount Rushmore conversation. What's up? What's
How
up, guys?
Living?
Summerfest, good. Hey, man, God is good, man. I'm hanging in there, man. It's
Love that.
I'm trying to roll with the heat and the rain and everything else, but I'm hanging in. God is good, man.
I just wanted to say again. Go ahead.
I was well. Congratulations. I want all our teams to do. I want the Panthers to do well. I want the Badgers to do well. I want Marquette to do well. You know, coming up, even the Green Bay Phoenix. I want them to do well too, as well as the Bucks. You know, but
in the alumni challenge, today, you got to pick one. Are you picking UW Green Bay, UW Milwaukee, Marquette? Are you rolling with our boy Ben Bruss today?
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to go with the Panthers because I want to see them come up. I'm going to go with the UW and Panthers.
All right, thank you so much, Tyrone. Tyrone going with the Milwaukee Panthers today. I'm sure it's a little bit of a. I would like to see the Milwaukee Panthers come up. Maybe this could be momentum for the Milwaukee Panthers that they finished the season strong last year and hopefully start the season strong next year.
Now, Kyle, I got a question for you. What if we had an ESPN Wisconsin shooting challenge?
Oh.
You, me, Ben Bruss. Might have to handicap Ben Bruss.
Oh, have to handicap. It's a handicap of six.
Nice. That's a lie. I've seen your swing.
You see him shoot.
I've seen him shoot. If we're gonna compete against the other shows, let's say Ben had to start with a deducted, let's say 8 points.
Yeah.
Ben starts with a deducted 8 points. You got KBM, you got Wildy and Tausch,
yeah.
You got Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, Rutledge and Hamilton. How do you think we'd fare? Even with Ben starting with a reduced 8.
Now, I'm be honest, okay? I have not shot a basketball. Before we came back to Summerfest here, I don't know the last time I shot a basketball. Here at Summerfest,
really?
We have our street team, and we have a hoop here, and this is the most I've shot in a basketball in years. I'm dead serious. All my little cousins are now big cousins. They 6'4", 6'8", and they're in college, so I'm not playing basketball like I used to with the little cousins, thinking I could try to get them to go D1. So I really don't play basketball like that no more, and so knowing me, my issue is going to be, I'm going to be drained. I'm going to be tired. I know for a
tired.
Fact.
Tired? It's only 15 shots.
15. Listen, after shot number 10, I'm probably going to be exhausted from all that jumping and moving, and then frustration as well. So I'm going to be the person that brings our team down. I'm not going to lie to you. And Tausch, remember, he used to play basketball.
Tausch should be sneaky good.
He would
sneaky
be. And Gabe Neisel is one heck of an athlete. I've
he
seen
is.
Gabe Neisel play basketball before. He's a great athlete. Do I think we can win? It all is based off how well you shoot, and unless all of a sudden I start cooking and getting hot.
And after all those years, the touch of the fingers of the basketball, was it gone? For you?
I never had touch.
You ever had touch?
No, I never had touch.
Oh.
What do you mean? The touch of the basketball. I was a real football player, Brad. I didn't do hooping. When I played basketball in high school, I played like a football player. You know who I looked up to?
Who's that?
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
That's all you need to know about my game as a 5'10" person thinking I'm gonna play in the post like Dennis Rodman. No touch.
I think I would do okay, honestly.
You were a hooper in high school.
I was a hooper. I would need a week. I would need a week to get my touch back. I would feel really good about the mid-range and in. I was a mid-range guy. You gave me the ball at the elbow. Man, I had all sorts of moves. I drained that elbow shot. You go in. I mean, I had an arsenal, Kyle Wallace, when it came to being able to be at the elbow. The distance shots, That's where I'm not going to thrive. I'm not going to thrive beyond the three-pointers.
Oh, so you shot your old-school big man?
Old-school big man. 15 feet and in. 15 feet and in, I think I could hold my own. I think I would take us. I think Ben, especially if Ben is going to be competing against other shows across our network, I think Ben would really bring the competitive spirit. He might start with -8. Dude might still end up with like 14 points.
I agree.
I mean, he might.
Speaking of the competitive spirit, 800-990-3776. Chef Ed said on the ESPN Wisconsin Talking Text line, I love the competitive spirit in Ben. I know he is taking over. And also, John said, Bruss, Gasser, and Happ. That's what this roster needs to be. Absolutely not, because Ethan Happ would destroy this team. They wouldn't stand a chance because of Ethan Happ.
Oh, dang.
Ethan Happ can't shoot.
That's true.
If he can shoot a three-pointer,
that'd be a good three-on-three team.
Yeah, it'd be a great three-on-three team.
Yeah.
800-990-3776. We are live from Summerfest. This is Kyle, Brustin, Norman. The Alumni Challenge is underway as the Marquette Golden Eagles, the UW Green Bay Phoenix, the Milwaukee Panthers, and the Wisconsin Badgers compete in the Alumni Charity Challenge for a great cause. We're going to go take a break because we're going to go watch a little bit of this. But we'll have more Kyle, Brustin, Norman coming up next right here. So keep it locked.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Like the brands of all these tunes we've been hearing all day. How you sell yourself, your brand, it's got a story to tell. That's where 3Tree Marketing comes in handy. 3Tree Marketing is a full-service, branded merchandising agency to help share your company's story. I know, whenever we use 3Tree here at Good Karma Brands, ESPN, man, we're even right behind us. We got the ESPN logo. Everywhere we put it, we use 3Tree's expertise to make sure we're telling exactly the story that we want to here. So whether it be new teammates, business partners, creative merchandising, whatever it is, specialized gifting, 3Tree Marketing will help you think outside the box and showcase what your brand is all about. See what else 3Tree Marketing can do for your team and set an appointment today at 3treemarketing.com.
It is KBN, Kyle, Brustin, Norman, right here on ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Beaver Dam. 800-990-3776. That is the ESPN Wisconsin Talking Text Line. I'm Kyle Wallace. He is the longtime NFL punter, participant in the Super Bowl 50, runner-up in Super Bowl 50. And there is no Ben Bruss, there is no Alex Strofe, as Ben Bruss is getting prepared to be part of the Alumni Challenge. And Alex Strofe is getting a little bit of video of Ben Bruss and the Alumni Challenge because we need to make sure we document that. But as they get ready to get started over there, y'all know what time it is. It's time for pole position.
Everyone's got their opinions, but we just happen to think some are better than others. Let's hit the polls. This is Pole Position. Pole Position on Kyle, Brustin, Nortman is presented by Great Lakes Dragway, a quarter-mile-long drag strip, plus a drift pad. Even drive your own car on the track. Find full event schedule and ticket information at greatlakesdragway.com.
In Pole Position, Chris will take us to the different polls across ESPN Wisconsin to see whether or not we agree or disagree or give our take on some of the polls that you will find across ESPN Wisconsin on Twitter X. Chris.
Start off with Rutledge and Hamilton, which you can hear weekdays on 100.5 ESPN Madison from 4 to 6. In honor of Jim Rutledge eating a strawberry brat at Strawberry Fest, what condiment does not belong on a brat? Ketchup, 48%. Mustard, 5%. Relish, 38%. Other, 8%.
Okay, this one got me fired up, Kyle.
Why did it get you fired up?
The correct answer is other, and the answer is anything you want. It doesn't matter what you put on a brat, because I am someone, look, I'll put several different things on there, but I like a brat with ketchup on it. The fact that 48% of people said you cannot put ketchup on a brat is absurd to me. I think it tastes delicious. I will die on that grave. Now, there's plenty of other things that I enjoy being on a brat, but if I got ketchup, that's all I got. You know I'm slathering that thing with ketchup, and I'm taking a bite. I don't care if that sounds sacrilegious, but, man, I don't understand. What's the problem with ketchup on a brat?
I am actually concerned for America. I'm concerned for America because when did a great American staple such as ketchup become such a hated condiment?
Well said.
Ketchup isn't something, it isn't my go-to, but once in a while I'll eat ketchup because that's the thing that they'll give you for free at different stores. So when you have no option to eat anything else when it comes to with your fries or it comes to with your brat, you eat ketchup. Here at Summerfest, we have Major Goolsby, who is our great food sponsor throughout Summerfest. Make sure you come on down and get you some Major Goolsby's when you are at Summerfest. But what did you put on your brat last week?
I put ketchup
you
on it.
You put ketchup on it.
And I enjoyed every bite.
Exactly. So this is a terrible poll. I am ashamed of the Rutledge and Hamilton family for having 48% of people saying ketchup doesn't belong on a brat. I put barbecue sauce, but ketchup is definitely an option.
Barbecue sauce would be good.
All right, let's stick with Rutledge and Hamilton here. Do you ever leave games early? Dead heat for this one. Yes, got to beat traffic, 50%. No, want to see the ending, also 50%.
Okay, this is a fascinating one. You know why? Because Lexi and I are going to Tyler Childers tonight at the American Family Amphitheater, and we had this conversation today.
No,
are we leaving before and the final song of the encore, or are we going to stay through the whole thing? I think we're going to leave early.
Oh,
I think we're going to leave early, Kyle.
Brad.
The last thing I want to do is sit in traffic. Look, the only way I'll stay at a game the entire time is if it's close, right? If it's a close game, then absolutely I will stay the whole time. I will see it through to the end. But if it's a game and it's 4 minutes to go and the game is in hand, I'm going to go ahead and excuse myself and beat the traffic. We are legitimately, just like how this poll ended, we are 50-50 on if we're going to leave early tonight before the final song of the encore. I think we might leave, Kyle.
For somebody that said they'll rather see a concert rather than seeing a big-time sporting event, I am ashamed of the fact you will go to a once-in-a-lifetime concert and leave early to beat the traffic? No way in the world, Brad. When it comes to a concert, you got to stay the entire time. You have to take in every moment, every song, every chance you get to recite those lyrics of the song. So when I look at this, when it comes to sports, though, I've gone to many Brewers games. And let me tell you, I don't make it through the ninth inning all the time because getting out of the parking lot is just miserable.
Yes.
And I can listen to the rest of the game on the radio with Bob Uecker, especially right here on
WTMJ.
620 WTMJ. Whereas with a concert, once you go, you got to see it on other people's phone. You don't get the same energy of listening to it on the phone versus actually feeling the music to your chest. So, yes, sporting events, it is okay to leave early for certain sporting events.
Let's move on to the Homer Hour, which you can hear next and weekdays, 5 to 6 across ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Beaver Dam. What grade do you give Mark Murphy for his job as Packers team president and CEO? A, 40%, B, 53%, or C grade, 6%?
I'm giving Mark Murphy an A. And look what he's done during his tenure as a Green Bay Packer. Super Bowl championship, check. Two franchise quarterbacks successfully going from, you know, franchise quarterback number two now to number three in Jordan Love. He expanded Title Town with that incredible area in Green Bay. He elicited the draft to come to Green Bay in 2025. And the organization, as a guy who was a part of the Carolina Panthers and Jacksonville Jaguars, which they had great runs when I played for them, but they're not known for their stability. The Green Bay Packers are the model of stability. And the fact that the Green Bay Packer fans can go in every single year knowing that they're a contender, that is something that partially Mark Murphy has his fingerprints on. So I give Mark Murphy an A for his time as the Packers president.
I wish I had you as a teacher in college because obviously your grading scale is pretty simple. And here's why I say that, is that Mark Murphy has done an exceptional job. But A means you have multiple championships. That's what an A means. And he is at most a B+. At most. He ain't no A. A is multiple championships. I don't care what he did to Lambeau, where it came to the renovations, or adding to Title Town that we have there. I am focused on winning championships, and he, as the president and CEO, did not apply enough pressure on the organization to emphasize winning titles and doing everything they can to make sure Aaron Rodgers is in the position to be successful and win championship after championship. So he gets a B+, buddy, because one championship, that ain't good enough.
So you need two championships to get an A? One's not enough for an A?
At a minimum.
Ooh.
But I mean, I said he did an exceptional job, but getting an A in my class ain't easy.
Yeah, I hear you.
And we'll wrap up pole position here with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, which you can hear 7 to 9 weekday mornings across ESPN Milwaukee. If you were going on a 4-night, 5-day vacation, how many pairs of underwear would you pack? 5, 32%. Between 7 and 8 pairs, 56%. 10 pairs of underwear, 9%. Or more than 10, 3%.
Can you repeat that question? You said a 5-day.
So it's a
four-night,
5-day vacation. How many pairs of underwear would you pack? Five,
That's
seven
a
to
weird
eight,
way to
ten,
say
or more than ten?
Okay, this is actually funny because for our 10th anniversary, cool, Lexi and I are going to go to Napa Valley, also cool. And it's a 3-night, 4-day. So I'm just tacking on
one more day.
When
did you start? When did people start saying three? I thought it was 4-day, 3-night.
Yeah, that's what.
Well, I mean, you're saying it the wrong way. It's throwing me off.
Oh, you said the day's first, night second?
Yeah, 4-day, 3-night.
Okay, so I'm going through this packing situation as we speak. So if it's a 4-night, 5-day. Listen, I'm packing 10. I'm packing 10. Here's why, Kyle. Here's why that reaction is.
10 underwear.
Well. Here's why, at least. Because I'm likely going to work out every day. And then I'm changed up. That's one pair of underwear every single day. So there's 5.
Uh-huh.
And then there's another one for just walking around throughout the day after working out. There's 10. And you know what? Underwear is low space requirement. So you might as well pack a couple extra just in case emergencies happen. I don't know what kind of emergencies would necessitate more underwear that I would engage in. But I would start at a minimum 10, and I feel good about it.
Yeah, so obviously you don't fly Spirit or Frontier where you have to take a backpack. And so you can't just pack a whole bunch of underwear that takes up space. I am for a 5-day, 4-night. I'm either packing 4 pair or 5 pair, depending on how I feel. Because you know
what? That's it?
Because I got a pair on, and then I bring 4 for the rest of the time. You're talking about working out. You must be super clean. If I'm working out, you know what I'm putting on the next day? I'm putting on the dirty underwear I had from the day before, and then I'm going to shower after I work out
no,
and put on my clean underwear.
You can't
Hell
do
yeah.
that, Kyle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're fresh to start the new day.
No, I'm working out. I'm about to get dirty again.
Oh,
so let me put the dirty draws
no.
on, and after I'm done with the dirty draws, I'll put on a fresh pair once I'm ready for the day.
And
absolutely.
And you
I'm
also
not bringing
leave,
all them undies.
And you leave no room for error. What if one of them? What if you're in one of them and they split? What if you have a little accident?
That'd be if I have a little accident, a little bit. I think it was a toot and it turns out to be something else, then, you know, you can always go to the store to go buy some more. You can always do that. But I don't have space like that. The most I'm packing 5, but I ain't going to lie to you. The 5th one is on my body. My travel pair. You want to know this, too?
Yeah.
Depending on what I'm doing, I may put if I'm traveling, you know, I'm not showering before I travel, which most of the times I do shower before I travel, but say it's like an all-day thing. I'm wearing the same pair.
Especially traveling, those planes are disgusting. You sweat, it's recycled air in there. Oh, no.
Hey, I'm a nasty guy. What can I say?
Oh, Kyle. No, can't happen.
All right, 800-990-3776. That was pole position. But speaking of pole position, we actually got some people hitting us up on the talking text line. Chef Ed said, listen, I'm a chef, 100% German, and I love ketchup on a brat. And
then
exactly. And then also, Jameis, the postman, said, wait a second, you guys. Have you ever tried a brat without ketchup? Think if you did, it would open your eyes to a whole new world of brats. So maybe I got to try it. I don't like my brats plain.
Well, okay, hold on. I would love for KBN Nation to chime in. What do you put on a brat?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, okay? When I have a brat, I've never had barbecue sauce. That was a good submission,
Kyle.
No,
it was fantastic.
But I'm usually doing, if I have Secret Stadium sauce, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Like every time Milwaukee Brewers in the ballpark. If I've got ketchup, I'm probably doing that. I'm probably not doing mustard. Like, what should I try? What should I try for the ultimate broad experience?
Yeah.
And I'll say that. I don't really like sauerkraut.
800-990-3776. What are your suggestions for what you should put on the broad based off the poll from Rutledge and Hamilton where ketchup is now anti-American according to their fan base? That take is just as bad as Matt Hamilton's attendance on that show. 800-990-3776. This is Kyle, Bruss, and Norman. We'll have more coming up next. We'll talk a little bit about Jordan Love, the $600 million man. It's Kyle Walls for Universal Windows Direct. It is only getting hotter and is only going to continue to get hotter out. And I do not want you to cool the outside this year. I want you to call my guys at Universal Windows Direct. They have this super spacer technology. It helps keep the edge of the glass warmer, holds the windowsill longer, and it makes your windows last up to 5 times longer than other window systems. Call Universal Windows Direct today at 414-410-2222. 2,000, and for every two windows you buy, you get the next two free. Buy two, get two. Buy four, get four. There is no limit, plus 0% financing for 60 months. That is five whole years. Updating your windows with Universal Windows Direct was never more easy than this. Right now, call 414-410-2000 to schedule your free in-home estimate today. And remember, for every two windows you buy, you get the next two free. You also have 0% financing for 60 months. Restrictions do apply. And make sure you tell them I tell you to call and get an additional $250 off your next project. For the last windows you'll ever need, go to UWD.com. That is UWD.com. And like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows. This is KB and Kyle Bruston-Nortman on ESPN Wisconsin. And we're going to talk Jordan Love. We're going to talk about the $600 million man, according to Mike Tannenbaum. But we do have breaking news, Brad.
Oh, what is that breaking news, Kyle?
We have a play-by-play breakdown on Ben Bruce's performance. Now, earlier today, we discussed whether or not we believe the over-under for Ben Bruce was going to be 17.5 total points, right? And he is trying to defend how well he did last year and also the defending champion for the alumni challenge, charity challenge that they have going on here at Summerfest. Let's see how he did, and we'll have Alex Schoaf give us a play-by-play of our co-host Ben Bruce's performance today at the alumni charity challenge at Summerfest.
We welcome you to the Gruber Law Office Sports Zone at Henry Meyer Festival Park, the third annual alumni charity challenge. Ben Bruce up, going up against two-time Horizon League Player of the Year, Kiefer Sykes. Benny, 2-for-2 right off the rip. A nice bank on shot three. Runs inside for shot four off the bank. And all five inside the restricted area are good. He steps outside the paint, knocks down number six. To the right elbow, banks in number seven. Free throw line for shot eight. Good as well for Benny. On to shot nine, left elbow, got it to go. Number 10 in the left short corner, just short on that one. Need a little bit more legs under that one. Puts it off the glass and in. Left corner for shot 11 is nothing but net for Benny Bruce. As he works around the arc, he sinks number 12. Number 13 is up and nothing but net. Number 14 on the left wing, off the back of the iron, no good. High rebound for Cockpenny, and he gives it back out to Bruce. Shot 14, back up in the air. That one's good. Top of the arc now for 15. Benny, off the back of the rim, got his own rebound, puts another one up. Got that one to go. Right side for 16 is up. That one no good. Benny's missing more than he did a year ago. Got 16 to go. To the right wing now for 17, nothing but net. Way on the right side, number 18, got it to go. Kiefer Sykes only on 15. Ben is through 19. To the right corner for 20. No! Number 20, attempt two is good. Ben makes it to half court for shot 21. All the time in the world. Benny Buckets, baby, got it to go!
Wow! Ben Bruce cooked, and Kiefer Sykes ain't no joke. I mean,
no.
He said two-time Horizon League Player of the Year, and our boy cooked him. He cooked him with time to go, Brad.
Man, did you hear him? When Ben gets into a rhythm, the dude just enters a whole different stratosphere. It's like when he's on a hot rant on KBN.
Yeah.
You see the veins start coming out of his forehead?
That
That's what the type of vibes that I got. Ben on the basketball court there, and Schroff giving the play-by-play. That once he hit those first several shots and getting into a rhythm, I was thinking, oh, man, this is over. This is over. And he cleared through our over-under,
yeah, no,
17.5, cleared right through it.
Yeah, he went right through that. And the thing on this is that half-court shot, the fact that he hit the half-court shot in one try, he was feeling himself, man. I ain't going to lie to you. So I went over there and I talked to some folks, some spectators there, and somebody came up to me and said, your co-host, your boy, he's cooking. He's cooking. I said, Ben Bruce is cooking. So I'm excited for Ben Bruce. I'm excited for the fact that he put on for Kyle Bruston.
Now that he's on the other side of this, though, Kyle, so I'm excited that he performed so well for the show and for the Wisconsin Badgers. Hopefully that means the Badgers have the inside track to win, representing Guardian Against Cancer. Are we a little afraid that Ben's head is going to be too big now, especially with the half-court shot? I'll give him all the rest of them, but the one-time half-court shot, now that I'm reflecting on that, I think Ben's confidence level is going to reach new levels, and he didn't already need higher confidence.
Yeah.
He's going to come in here with a swagger that's just going to be absurd to have to deal with on a daily basis.
This is the man that confidently say he can outshoot Caitlin Clark. So
yeah, exactly. Well said, Kyle.
The fact that he just put on quite the performance with everybody watching, and then we, you know, We questioned whether or not he could beat Caitlin Clark in a shooting contest, and then he just cooked today and probably is going to end up being the best shooter out there. We just are going to see an inflated head for Ben Bruss going into the holiday week.
We are, because when we're out here, whenever we're on a remote, whatever it is, I mean, you still get fans, rightfully so, coming up to Ben and be like, oh, Michigan game, oh, Final Four, and he loves it. Let's be honest, he loves it, and he's going to love this. Is there is a crowd there, Kyle. There is, I mean, where we were standing, there's probably three or four people deep watching this. So
yeah.
Ben Bruss is going to have a new inflated head when he returns, whether it be at the end of this show or on Monday. It's the last thing we need Ben to have now that we think about it.
It really is the last thing we need Ben to have. But Ben Bruss did cook today at the Alumni Charity Challenge live from Summerfest at the Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone, as they are raising money for a great cause for the Alumni Charity Challenge. Marquette takes on UW Green Bay, which also take on Milwaukee Panthers and UW Madison. And I'm going to go get an update because I want to know whether or not how they are when it comes to defending their back-to-back championship. Too bad they never actually won the championship when they went to the Final Four. But I guess this will definitely suffice. 800-990-3776. Ben Bruss cooked. Hopefully we'll get him to stop by before the show is over. But we'll have more conversation on the other side. Keep it locked. This is Kyle Bruston Nortman live from Summerfest, the world's largest music festival. Tell me. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Come on in. Get down on it. Get down on it. Yes, yes, get down on it. And what a fitting way to end our time at Summerfest by getting down on it. As Ben Bruss got down on it on the basketball court, everybody's getting down on it here at Summerfest, and I'm sure you're jamming and enjoying listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman on ESPN Wisconsin. Now, Brad, earlier today we had a conversation based off some audio we heard from Mike Tannenbaum, who claims that, Jordan Love, not Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love should make over a half billion with a B dollars. Chris?
I am not even returning a call. I'm going to wait for Dak Prescott, and then I'm looking for $60 million a year for 10 years. And
What did you say? 10 years?
Yes, $60 million a year for 10 years. And if I'm the Packers, I say yes. Why wouldn't you?
Wait, well, hold on. 10-year, yeah. $600 million deal.
Easy, yep.
Because how much guaranteed?
That's where it's going to get interesting. You know, like
$300 at least guaranteed.
Yeah, I want to be less than that if I'm the Packers. But here's what's going to happen, guys. We're at 55 now. You know, Dak Prescott is going to get, fill in the blank, 56, 56 and a half, either from, let's just say, Dallas or the Raiders. Someone's going to pay him that. If I'm Jordan Love, much the way we're going to see Jamar Chase sort of like draft behind the Justin Jeffersons of the world, if I'm Jordan Love, I'm telling my agent, don't return a call until Dak Prescott signs. And when he signs, we're going to go north of him. So if it's at 55 now, it goes to 56 and a half with Dak. $60 million for someone who's his age is a very reasonable number.
But we're of the belief, correct us if we're wrong, that Dak will not sign until after the season.
That's what I'm saying. If I'm Jordan Love, I wait one more year.
If I'm Jordan Love, I wait one more year. If I'm Jordan Love, I'm telling my agent don't return any calls until after Dak Prescott signs his deal. Mike Tannenbaum believes that Jordan Love is a $600 million quarterback. Brad, are you with Mike?
I mean, listen, I think he's worth that. I think the Packers should be excited to give Jordan Love a contract like that, because it would be able to keep him on a deal for years, like 3 through 10. What's going to happen is these quarterback contracts are going to continue to leapfrog one another to where, similar to how we look at, you know, Patrick Mahomes' deal of $45 million a year, that's a huge discount, and it's 4 years down the road. If you sign Jordan Love for $60 million a year for 10 years, we're going to be looking back in 2025 and saying, oh my gosh, Jordan Love's only on the contract for $60 million. Unbelievable. So I think Jordan Love would be the one who would say, wait. I'm not going to lock myself up for 10 years. I want to keep this short. I want to re-up as often as I can to reflect market value. So I don't necessarily see this happening. But the other thing that Mike Tannenbaum touched on was, almost a combative nature by which
yeah,
he suggested.
I didn't like that. I don't like Mike Tannenbaum anymore. I don't like the fact that he was talking about don't return phone calls. What are you, some salty ex?
It's like Aaron Rodgers style.
Exactly. He's setting the wrong tone. We don't want that type of energy. Mike needs to go on somewhere with that. That's why he's employed by ESPN and not an NFL team.
I mean, you're totally right there. If Jordan Love took those tactics, I think it would really erode a lot of goodwill that he's made with the Green Bay Packers. And it would start to erode the culture that they built there. It's so hard to build culture in the NFL, and the culture got pretty bad at the end of Aaron Rodgers' career. So the fact they've been able to make it, remake it so quickly and so healthy, I think that would start to erode it. So I think Jordan Love has the awareness to think about what's a battle that's worth fighting. And I think fighting the battle the way Mike Tannenbaum has described it, I think he knows that would be a losing battle. Maybe you squeeze out some extra pennies, but what about goodwill? What about good faith? What about having a good relationship with a team that you're hopefully going to be with for 15 years?
I just don't understand why he has hitched his wagon to Jordan Love so strongly. Again, I believe Jordan Love is going to be a great quarterback. I know that Jordan Love is going to be a franchise quarterback. I feel so confident about Jordan Love being the guy, but I don't feel confident enough for us to be giving Jordan Love $300 guaranteed dollars on a 10-year contract where he could make up to $600 million. It is absolutely ridiculous to reward somebody who has just plain and simply not earned that type of money and earned to be in that type of conversation. We are talking about conversations of Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes is a two or three Super Bowls. He's won three? I think he's won three.
He's won three.
He's won three Super Bowls. He's
been to four. Right, or no, did he ever lose one?
Yeah, he lost one.
Yes.
Because I believe he lost the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But the thing
is
that he's also won MVPs as well. To put him in the same conversation after one season, and if you ask me, not one complete season where week in and week out he was the best football player on the field as we've seen other quarterbacks do, he just hasn't earned this yet. His resume does not reflect a guy that should be getting a 10-year, $600 million quarterback. And I understand, Brad, you believe it is a safe bet for the Green Bay Packers to try to lock him in now, 10-year, $600 million, because maybe 7 years from now, that looks like we're stealing money. But guess what? 7 years from now, if it looks like we're stealing money, if we know it, Jordan Love knows it, his agent knows it, and they'll just renegotiate the contract. I would rather us have Jordan Love earn another contract 5 years from now than give him a 10-year contract when he has not proven he deserves a 10-year contract from the Green Bay Packers.
I mean, I can understand the pay-as-you-go mentality. It just depends on your faith in Jordan Love. But that's where, when Goody said all those years ago, like, when did you know Jordan Love was good? He said 2019. Kind of tongue-in-cheek. But we haven't seen, like, similar to how Aaron Rodgers, they were gushing over him in practice for the 3 years that he sat underneath Brett Favre. That was not the case with Jordan Love.
So there
is a concern that even though he has done unbelievable on the field, particularly the final games of last season, man, there's still a wonder. If you are not sold on him, then you don't give him that contract.
I'm not saying you're not sold on him, but you played in the NFL and you understand this is nonsense.
They give it to Mahomes.
Can you imagine if somebody in the NFL offered you a 10-year contract as a punter, offer you a 10-year contract,
I mean,
and basically they're going to tell you that 5 years of this contract is guaranteed? You wouldn't care where you were playing at, and you wouldn't even need to take top dollar. You'd just be happy to know that you got guaranteed money for 5 years.
That's a fact. I would say, tell me where to sign. What do I need to do? Do I need to wash your car? Do I need to massage your feet? Whatever I need to do.
It's absolutely bad business for the Green Bay Packers to do that. That is terrible advice on both ends. Trying to advise Jordan Love to basically say, I'm not going to do anything until after Dak Prescott signs, regardless of when he signs, if it is after the season, is stupid and is malpractice to think that he's going to play this season. But then on top of that, to think he's earned that, he has not. This guy is a Jordan Love stand bigger than I am.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen, so we can rest easy at night, but I'd be down for it if it did.
I wouldn't be down for it if we did, but you know what I'm down for? I'm down for celebrating more Summerfest. I'm down for cheering on our boy Benjamin Bruss as he competes in the finals of the Alumni Charity Challenge right here at Summerfest. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and social media so you can stay up to date to see how our boy Ben Bruss performs. We'll see round two if he's as hot as he was in round one. Brad, enjoy your Cowboy concert tonight.
I will. Tyler Childers, let's go, baby.
Yeah, Tyler Childers and everybody, enjoy Summerfest. Thank you so much. This has been Kyle Bruston Nortman. The Homer Hour is coming up next.